I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 25th. 10-foot-tall bronze statues of St. Michael and St. Florian will be installed at the front entrance of the new Quincy Police Station. During last night's City Council meeting, Mayoral Representative Chris Walker said the mayor has the authority and has made the decision to spend $850,000 on the statues. The update comes in the wake of questions that were raised after it was revealed that the statues were approved without City Council knowledge and after questions about the separation of church and state. Walker said the statues are the patron saints of police officers and firefighters and transcend any religious connotation. Last night's meeting at City Hall was standing room only with people holding signs with the word boo on them and wearing black, but also with first responders who were in favor of the statues. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy also said the statues are symbols of the police and fire departments, and that he sees them as symbols of protection, justice, bravery, and sacrifice. The ACLU is asking Quincy officials to cancel the statues because they say they convey a message that Quincy is a Catholic community and that non-Catholics do not belong or are less valued. The new police station is scheduled for completion this fall. Quincy police are searching for a Dorchester man who crashed into several parked cars trying to flee from officers yesterday afternoon. An officer approached the suspect in the parking lot of the CVS on Southern Artery at about 2 p.m. After the man was reportedly acting suspiciously, police say the suspect put his car in reverse, crashed into a parked car, a Brinks truck, and then drove over some mulch and fled down Southern Artery. Suspect struck several other parked cars and then fled on foot on Main Street in Quincy Point. He has not yet been apprehended, but police say they know who the man is, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Police say the suspect tossed a loaded gun out of the car. Officers also found crack cocaine in his vehicle. An officer suffered a minor injury during the incident when he was brushed by the suspect's vehicle, but he was not hospitalized. The Healey administration announcing it's awarding $5.5 million in grants to 60 school districts, educational collaboratives, and charter schools across Massachusetts to improve student access to behavioral and mental health services and support. The funding can be used to create or expand comprehensive integrated systems of student support and aims through collaboration with families and educators to build strong local school partnerships with community-based mental health agencies. In addition, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will be providing related professional development for school staff. Quincy Public Schools are receiving $100,000 from the grant. The funding can be used to help strengthen skills to recognize and respond to mental and behavioral health challenges, establish cross-system coordination to improve integration of behavioral and mental health supports, and also ensure seamless transitions between schools and communities, and improve data systems to track efforts and impact. The grants also promote piloting universal mental health screening systems. Eversource and National Grid have submitted proposals to decrease gas bills by 10% for Massachusetts customers in March and April. Yesterday, Eversource and National Grid filed the proposals in response to the state's Department of Public Utilities request that energy companies cut gas rates by 5%. The DPU ordered the cuts last week after Massachusetts residents received shockingly high heating bills during January and February. Governor Healey and Attorney General Andrea Campbell both demanded the DPU and gas companies do more to help customers hit with the sky-high delivery fees. The requests sent by the DPU said companies could recoup the costs in the warmer months with interest. In its filing, Eversource says the proposal, which revises the local distribution adjustment factor, is designed to provide bill relief to customers who are experiencing a challenging combination of increased supply costs, the recovery of energy program costs, and cold temperatures. Eversource said the proposal should decrease the average residential bill by 10.3% or $33.75 in March and 10.1% or $19.71 in April. The average national natural gas bill for National Grid customers would be reduced by about $40 per month. Governor Healey has hit the brakes on plans to close two state-run hospitals in Canton and on the Cape, saying she wants to bring the communities together to discuss the path forward. Healey's proposed budget for fiscal 2026 would have closed Canton's Pappas Rehabilitation Hospital for Children and the Pocasset Mental Health Center in Bourne. But the community's been pushing back against the plan, and earlier this month, Healey toured Pappas and had conversations with people who work and are treated there. Yesterday, she said in a statement she had asked the Departments of Public and Mental Health to pause the closure plans. Healey's budget team had said Massachusetts could save about $31 million by shifting Pappas programs to another state-run hospital in Westfield and opening up a pediatric wing there. The Department of Public Health said the closure partially stems from deteriorating facility conditions at Pappas and the state's strategy to improve care for medically complex patients. A hospital has continued to sit empty after it was destroyed in a June 2020 flood. Norwood Hospital, now nearly completed following renovations, is currently without an owner or operator after Steward Healthcare shut down its operations at the facility. Yesterday, the town launched a website and a marketing campaign to lure an operator and drum up public support. The campaign will send a message to the public letting them know that the hospital is ready to open. Governor Healey directed Norwood to form a task force to look at healthcare in the region as the town hopes to reopen the hospital once again. Well, you'll soon be able to grab a hot dog while strolling around Castle Island once again. Sullivan's on Castle Island is set to reopen for its 74th season this upcoming Saturday. The opening of Sullivan's represents the unofficial start of spring for many Bostonians. The concession shack first opened in 1951, quickly drew crowds with its reasonable prices and food. The restaurant is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends and 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 33 points. The NASDAQ fell 237. The S&P lost 29. Stocks also sagged in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro was flat. Oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Bruins take on Toronto at the Garden tonight at 7. The Celtics are in Toronto against the Raptors tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, mainly cloudy, high of 50 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high of 49. Thursday, some rain and showers throughout the day with a high 51, and sunny on Friday with a high 43. Marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, southwest winds at 10 to 15 knots, high tide 8:56 a.m. Sunrise 6:24, sets at 5:29. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 and 11 a.m. today and 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 25th.